This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot, and I'm very pleased to be joined live in the studio for the first time in 25 years or something like that, Christine Fair, who is the chair of the Perth and Smiths Falls District Hospital Foundation. Christine, welcome back to Lake 88.
Oh, thank you, Bob. It's so nice to actually physically see you instead of on a computer screen.
It is. I have legs. Who knew, right?
I know. Exactly. You look better in person, Bob, than this computer.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. There's a lot of makeup involved in radio. We have a lot that we want to cover here today, Christine. But of course, it was, 2 years ago that the two foundations from the Perth and the Smiths Falls sites came together?
Absolutely. We are celebrating our second anniversary, February 1st. And it was an amalgamation of both sites or both foundation sites coming together as one, which has definitely been the right thing to do.
Yeah, for sure. And we've seen it with the Radiothon as well, how well these organizations work together. And now work is one because It isn't really working together anymore. It's just working.
Yep.
And the success of the fundraising efforts are really, I mean, that's the proof right there.
Oh, absolutely. So we like to remind everybody that we are one foundation for one hospital that happens to have two sites. And for that, we are very, very blessed to have two sites. Just to reiterate what you mentioned as far as our fundraising efforts, for 2022, we had a fantastic year.
Yeah.
With our CP grant, we were able to generate $510,000 for cardiac care, which was for both sites of our hospital. As you mentioned, Lake 88's generosity of hosting the Radiothon in October brought in a whopping $96,000, which was used for the purchase of stretchers. Our Smiths Falls Tim Hortons Smile campaign generated over $27,000 to help kick off our upcoming MRI campaign.
It's a lot of cookies.
It is a lot of cookies. And you know what? It was fun decorating them. Yeah, artistic skills is not my thing. But anyways, I had fun doing it, as did the rest of our board members. And of course, a big shout out to our community service clubs, because their generosity is just phenomenal, what they've been able to donate. So clubs such as Rotary, Civitan, and Kinsmen. And we also have third-party events with different businesses in Smiths Falls and Perth and the surrounding area that we're always appreciative to receive those funds.
And one other one there, Giving Tuesday as well. I remember having the conversation with Margo about it, and what a success that was too.
It is. We tried our hand at that in 2021 and brought in just over $9,000. And this year we shared on social media that we were hoping to raise over $12,000 for IV pumps. And that brought in over $15,000.
Amazing.
So it's nice to see everybody had not spent all of their money on Black Friday and Cyber Monday and still had a wee bit to offer us on Giving Tuesday.
And now that it's been done for 2 years in a row,
yes,
probably going to happen a third year in a row. People will know to expect it.
Yeah, there's a strong likelihood we'll do that again.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Now, as you look ahead to 2022, where am I? 2023.
I know, time flies.
It does. I know it's going to be just as busy, if not even busier.
Yeah. So we are so grateful to be able to be back out in person doing events instead of, you know, virtual events. So starting off February 11th, we have our community skate that's going to take place in both Perth and Smiths Falls, 1 to 3:30. So come on out, have a skate, enjoy some hot chocolate and some goodies. And that's just more a community involvement, just to let people know what the foundation is all about. And then, of course, our golf tournament is coming back in June, and that will be at the Smiths Falls Golf and Country Club. And we're very excited that Smile Cookie is going to come back in May. And for the first time in, I think it's been 3 years now, we are going to have a gala. So that will be coming in November, and it will be held in Perth. So very excited to get to dress up again.
Absolutely, yeah. That'll be a lot of fun. Margo's had me on the back burner as an MC for a couple of years, and you know, she's been teasing me with it. I haven't heard about this one yet, so who knows? Maybe she'll give me a call.
Well, Bob, you better mark it on your calendar. Okay, November 18th.
Done,
okay,
done.
Booked.
And, which is great because we love getting out there. We love supporting our hospitals here at Lake 88. You mentioned the Radiothon. What a great success that was, not only for your foundation, but for the others in the area. And what we really see and what we really appreciate and value are the messages that come in with those donations. And for you in the foundation, that just must be the shot in the arm that, that really motivates you to keep going, because everyone is so grateful. Yeah. It's always thank you, thank you. The people were wonderful, you know, and we know the stress that the staff is under right now. And to get messages about how incredible these people are, I mean, it's the shot in the arm that you folks need.
And listen, we're not perfect. Things are going to happen. But yes, the vast majority of the people are appreciative of the services that the hospitals offer. And yeah, you're absolutely right. We've had challenges
before
in the
last
3 years.
Absolutely. And we've spoken with Mr. Cohen several times. He's been very generous with his time as well, very transparent as to what is going on with healthcare. And, you know, whether it be staffing or whatever, it doesn't matter. The money that is brought in is used to improve healthcare for all.
Yes.
Through, as we mentioned, things like the stretchers, the IV pumps, other efforts as well. These are, this is the equipment that is not funded by the province or the federal government.
You're right. And I don't know if the vast majority of people are aware of that, that the government does not pay for the necessary equipment that the hospitals need to operate. And fortunately, equipment does age out, or there's new technologies there. So it does have to be replaced on an annual basis. And it's not a few hundred dollars. It's a few million dollars. So and that money comes from our community, so that's why we depend heavily on our community for their generosity.
And it's you and the rest of the foundation that is working to continue to rally to do this. And most of your volunteers and most of the efforts are volunteer efforts, people who just want to give back. So I always like to bring that up and to make sure that our listeners do know that the efforts that are being put out there are concerned community members who want to make sure that the best healthcare possible is available.
You're right. I mean, the board members, it's a job for us, but it's a non-paying job, and we don't mind.
Yeah.
Because it is all about giving back to the community.
Exactly. And if you get to meet Brooke Henderson as it goes along, or I guess be reintroduced to Brooke Henderson, right? You know, I mean, that's a
might
nice
be a bonus.
Yeah, might be a bonus. Of course, you mentioned that earlier last year, and we'll just touch on this quickly here, the CP grant that came with the golf tournament as well, being named one of the you know, the big beneficiaries of the CP Women's Open that took place in Ottawa. Huge shot in the arm again, and Brooke Henderson hanging out and meeting the golfers. She didn't do any media or anything like that.
No.
She just wanted to meet the people who were there. And I think that was wonderful.
Yeah, it certainly did help us to have a sellout with that tournament and raise all the funds that we did raise. So,
for sure. Now, another big success for you folks is the 50-50 that has been going on.
Yes, we've raised over $100,000 with our 50-50, and there's been lots of people in the community who benefited from that win. Our last 50-50 draw in December was over $20,000. So this year we are continuing with early bird draws, and it will be cash early bird draw prizes. And we are looking for businesses within the community to help us with that donation. If they wanted to contact the office, they can do that. They can ask for Sarah or Taylor in the office, and we greatly appreciate their support there.
No doubt about it. Now, $20,000 is a significant amount of money. It's not—it's not life-changing, but it can be year-changing.
Yes.
I know if I got 20 grand right now, I'd be having a pretty good 2023. I'll tell you that right now.
And
that's
a,
just 1 month.
That was 1 month. Yeah. And as a side note, the winner of that over $20,000 generously gave back $10,000 to the foundation.
Wow.
So it was an amazing, amazing.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. Now, other big deals going on. We do know that the province has been working pretty hard to expand MRI coverage.
Yes.
As part of, you know, reducing wait times for these tests, and which will ultimately reduce wait times for other parts of the healthcare system as well. So what's the latest there?
Well, as most people know, that we were granted the opportunity to purchase an MRI. And again, if I can reiterate that the Ontario government does not pay for this MRI or the infrastructure required to bring that MRI into the Perth, the Smiths Falls location. And that's only because of the infrastructure that the Smiths Falls hospital site had in place. There wasn't any favoritism in that. It just came down to semantics. And yes, so we have a huge, huge amount of money to raise. It'll be $6.1 million. And knowing the way things go, maybe it'll end up being a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But with that, $2 million represents just the infrastructure required at the hospital, the renovations, and then the other $4 million represents the MRI machine itself. So we're going to spend the next 3 years with our campaign to generate the funds, and of course we'll be looking towards our community for that.
Absolutely, and you mentioned the word infrastructure a few times. You can't just take this machine and put it in, you know, a cleared out room in the hospital. There are some very specific requirements for these machines, right down to the type of floor.
Yes.
You know,
yep.
And I mean the floor, the subfloor, and, you know, beyond,
yeah,
in order to make this work properly. So it's going to be a huge campaign. I know that we'll be talking to you about this several times over the next mm-hmm. few years.
Yeah, it's a great big magnet, and you can't pick it up with a crane.
Yeah.
It has to be wheeled in.
Yeah.
So, and dug down into the ground. So,
It is quite the process. I've watched a couple of videos explaining this, and mm-hmm. it's amazing. It absolutely is. And you mentioned, yes, it's at the Smiths Falls site, but it's one hospital, two sites, as you said
Correct.
Earlier on.
Yep.
It's 20 minutes apart. I've had tests at either one of them. I've been treated mm-hmm. at either hospital. It's fantastic. You know, it absolutely wonderful. So it doesn't really matter which site it is
no.
at.
We're all one big happy family.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So as you look ahead, mm-hmm. I guess you've already gone over a couple of the campaigns that are going to be coming up, a couple of the events that are going to happen as well. Mm-hmm. But there are always people who cannot make it out to those things, but still say, I want to give back
yes.
to the hospital. And how can they go about doing that?
Well, there's a few ways. You can buy 50-50 tickets every month if you'd like, and you end up potentially being a winner in that respect as well. Or you can give the foundation office a call at 343-881-GIVE, and GIVE is 4483, so 343-881-4483. And if you're computer savvy, you can just go on to our website at psfdhfoundation.com.
Excellent. Well, Christine, I want to thank you so much for coming in. You're welcome anytime. I know we'll be speaking many times over the course of the year. We look forward to it, and we look forward to the updates as to how things are going and any way we can help to get the word out.
Awesome. Well, we greatly appreciate you giving us this opportunity to let the community know about the foundation and what we do.
It truly is our pleasure, Christine. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Bob.
Our guest today on In Focus, Christine Fair, Chair of the Perth and Smiths Falls District Hospital Foundation. My name is Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back with another edition of In Focus tomorrow.